This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's White House on Thursday sought to convey that all was well in the battle against the coronavirus, even as the number of confirmed coronavirus cases per day in the U.S. climbed to an all-time high of more than 50,000 on Thursday. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
America's economy is coming back much stronger than ever anticipated.
But economists warn the job market recovery may already be slowing. The coronavirus infection curve is going up in 40 of 50 states, and a new round of closings is leading to more layoffs. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden says the president shouldn't be celebrating.
We're still down nearly 15 million jobs, and the pandemic is getting worse, not better.
Johns Hopkins University's running tally shows the number of confirmed infections per day in the U.S. has more than doubled over the past month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A British socialite who has been accused by many women of helping procure underage sex partners for the late financier Jeffrey Epstein has been arrested in New Hampshire. Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of the late media tycoon Robert Maxwell, was taken into custody Thursday on charges she helped procure underage sex partners for Epstein. Audrey Strauss is the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Maxwell played a critical role in helping Epstein to identify, befriend, and groom minor victims for abuse. In some cases, Maxwell participated in the abuse herself.
Maxwell has repeatedly denied wrongdoing and called some of the claims against her absolute rubbish. Epstein killed himself in a federal detention center in New York last year while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. This is VOA News.